killed us to get that.
No, you take his harmonica.
Lightning. Say lightning.
That's right. What's that?
I heard you had to go with me coat the other day.
Well, you heard the right thing.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, I tell you, it all started, you know, something happened way back yonder in August. I was probably way out in Texas, Crowley, somewhere out in there at that time. I can't just exactly where I was. See, I traveled all around. So I went back into Baton Rouge from Crowley one night and met some of my friends, you know. In fact, then I kind of met my used-to-be old lady, you know. She called me up on the phone, talked with her, you know. That's how I think I got it, you know. So she said, look at your light, and says, what you done? I said, what you mean? Said, the police been home looking for you. Said, but I told them you don't live here no more. Said, you over in Crowley. I said, yeah, I ain't though. He said, that's what I know, said me and Officer Wall called and Crowley and talked with your boss. Said, he said, you was over here. I said, well, here I am. I said, what is it about? Oh, said, you get drunk. I don't go in the street, sassed out a lady, or read up a lot of sand. I said, well, that ain't me, because I don't even drink. And happened in August, and I ain't had a drink in about 7 years. So I called up my boss man back in Crowley and asked him, had they call out here? They said, yeah. I said, they called and talked to him, and he asked me, did I do it? I said, no, I didn't do it. Oh, he asked me, what I going? I'm going on up there and give myself up, and he agreed for me to go on up there. So I went on up to the police station. Boy, that was a whole lot of policemen sitting around. They says, what can I do for you? I says, y'all supposed to be looking for me. They said, who are you? I says, I'm Otis Hicks, called it Lightning Slim. I said, I want to know, what did I do? They looked over the book they ain't seen. They said, well, who told you? I said, well, they say Officer Wall looking for me. So they patrolled out for Officer Wall, and they said, yeah, said, I got a warrant that he was drunk, and this all disturbing peace out on Goodman Street back in August. Oh, yeah, so he come on up there to the police station. He asked me. I said, no, sir, your officer, I didn't do that. He said, well, was you drunk? I said, no, I don't drink. He said, you sure? I said, no, sir. So he carried me back in a little back room. Now he fingerprinted me, as they do. Took my pictures about 7-8 different times. He said, now if you run off, I sure get you. I said, I ain't got nowhere to go. I ain't did nothing. So he asked me, you got $300. I said, for what? He said, for bond. I said, I ain't did nothing. He said, well, I'll make it 50. He said, can you get 50? I said, I got that. So I count him out $50. And he said, well, said, now you can go on home. Said, now you meet Coat on the 12th. No, he said, on the 10th of December. So I met Coat on his 10th of December. The judge called me up, said, you guilty or not guilty? I said, no, Your Honor, I'm not guilty. He said, well, you be back here on the 12th of January. Back on the 12th. Now, you see that? That's just how bad luck just followed me. So I went on back up there for the 12th, and he said, look at your lightning, says, now I got you here for drunk, disorderly, sassing the lady out on Goodman Street on the 4th of August. Say, you guilty or not guilty? I said, I'm not guilty, Your Honor. He said, well, you know well as I know that if you hadn't did these things, that you wouldn't be up here. I said, well, your judge, Your Honor, you don't know, but I do know that I didn't do these things. He said, well, said, you call the lady a lie. I said, no, sir, Your Honor. I don't say she a lie, but I'm up here for the mistake she made. So he looked at me, and he looked around the courtroom. He said to me, he said, now, Otis, he said, you go home. Say, now, if you ever come back up here for drunk, disorderly, sassing a lady, then I'm gonna lock you up and make it hard on you. So now, look, boys, now you see how close that I was to going to jail and I don't drink. Now, what would have happened if I had been drinking that couldn't talk up for myself? Now, you boys that drink and out and getting your head bad, now you better be careful. Cause you see how bad luck follow me. Just like it follow me, don't forget, it'll hit you too.